on the agenda at the Los Angeles meeting are stemming the flow of migration to the U.S. and other countries, trade relations, which have not progressed as far as the U.S. had hoped, and what U.S. officials call strengthening democracy, as well as other issues. The war in Ukraine, which has gripped the world's attention and arguably scrambled the whole system of international relations, is not on the list. That's because, in many respects, Latin American countries are taking a wait-and-see attitude.
The summit will show the level of polarization and division among Latin Americans. Latin Americans are very well aware that the world is living through a very important changes. The international system as we knew it before the war in Ukraine became no more. So Latin Americans would be very interested in learning what is the offer by the United States to Latin America in this new context.
Russia has friends in the region, notably Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, which declined to condemn the invasion and were not invited to the summit. Brazil is Russia's biggest trade partner in the region, and many South American countries buy arms from Moscow. But Latin American ambivalence over Ukraine has more to do with the U.S.'s historic role in the region than Russian ambitions there.
A significant part of Latin Americans precisely seeing this kind of tensions between the United States, between the West and Russia, from a position that the United States did a lot of bad things to us. So why should we support the United States when something is happening in Ukraine?
Historically, Latin America and the Caribbean have been pawns, first in European imperialist schemes, then under American hegemony, and as proxies in the Cold War. Experts say they have not developed the capacity for an independent foreign policy. The challenge for the U.S. is to rebuild and then maintain its influence in the region while blunting that of Russia and China. That will take more than a three-day summit here in Los Angeles, but these meetings could be a start. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.